Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. I'm very excited today because we have a very special guest. Before we begin, I just want to put a shout out to our sponsors, iHeartRadio and Speaker, for sponsoring us today and making everything that we do happen so beautifully. I am so excited today because we have Diane Taylor here today, and she is the founder of Glow Leadership. And she's just amazing because she has such great knowledge when it comes to corporate leadership, business leadership, really helping others understand what the true meaning of leadership is and really how to grow your leadership qualities and become the person that you need to become. I am so excited to have you on the show today. It is an honor, Diane, to have you on the show. And I recently heard that you had published your book also. You now are an author, so I'm really excited. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me today, Stacey. It's great to be here. And yeah, I was very happy to launch my first book in October of last year.
I'm really excited for you. I heard it's been doing great. It's a bestseller.
It is. Yep. It is a bestseller in hot new releases and leadership. So yeah.
Love it. I love it. Congratulations. Now tell
Thank
everybody a
you.
little about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Yeah. So I basically help senior leaders build winning teams. And I do that through various things like coaching or my leadership development offerings. I tend to work with companies over time. I'm not one of those consultants that parachutes in, does a high-paid gig, and then leaves. In fact, my oldest client, I've been with 8 years now, coaching their leadership team. So I absolutely love my work. And I get to help bring out the best in human beings. So what could be better?
Oh, I love it. Now, what was the spark that ignited Glow Leadership and the heartbeat of your mission? Because I know everybody has a purpose in life, and we all, there's always something that drives us to do what we do. What really ignited you and made you want to create Glow Leadership?
Yeah. So my father was always an entrepreneur, so I believe that, I had that entrepreneurial blood running through my veins. But also, I had spent 20 years in a corporate career climbing the ladder and, left my corporate career as a recognized leader and very proud of that and very proud of my accomplishments. But I was also in a position where my position was eliminated after doing mass layoffs for the entire year previous. So as an HR professional, did everything. I was a generalist my whole career. I did all aspects of human resources. But what over time, what I really, became to understand was how do humans behave and what are the steps we can take to get the best out of them, to help them grow and to really reach their highest potential. So now with Glow Leadership, I get to do the things that I like to do, and the other parts that don't really, light me up, I let other people
I
do those.
love it. Now, you talk a lot about innovative online leadership options. How are these programs shifting the way leaders show up and how they crush it in these roles?
Yeah, so I used to do the 8 hour in the classroom, teaching for many years. And then I started to realize, and this was actually pre-COVID, I launched my hybrid leadership development programs in the fall of 2019. And at that time, there wasn't a lot of interest in doing online learning because people were still stuck in the, you have to come to the classroom for 8 hours. But the actual adult learning saturation point is only 3 hours. So after that 3 hours, as a facilitator, you're working really hard to keep people engaged and trying to help them learn. And then if someone was sick, they would miss the day. So I decided I want to innovate the way leaders learn in a positive way so the business isn't taking their key people out of the business for an entire day because that has an impact as well. So I decided to take all of the learning best practices and develop Glow Online Elevate Leadership Performance. And what it is, it's 16 modules and it's digestible bites of information layered over time. So each week, my students get a video, a downloadable worksheet, and a how to apply this in the workplace. And then the next week, they get another one. And it's over a period of 16 weeks. So we can actually see real meaningful change. Plus, they can do their videos and their worksheets whenever they're optimized to learn, whenever there's not a customer standing in front of them that needs help. So it works for the business and the way people learn. So I love my students, and my biggest joy is at the end, we always have a culmination and celebration of learning. And to be able to witness on that day that the real meaningful growth and the elevated confidence is unbelievable. So that's what I love to do. That's my favorite thing is teaching and growing people.
What are some of the reasons that you common reasons people come to you? Is it because they want to learn how to communicate better, or do they want to become more confident, or do they want to be show be able to communicate and really be able to delegate to other people who they're working with? Is there specific reasons, or they really want to understand the true definition of leadership and be able to acquire all the characteristics of a true leader?
Yeah. So typically people don't come to me, their company comes to me and signs them up. And at the beginning, they're like, I don't have time to do this. And learning is hard. I don't want to do that. And then they realize over time. I would say that 80% of them don't know what they need to do to be a better leader. And through the period of time working together, they start to discover, okay, and they get the skills and the tools that they need. And kudos to the companies that come to me and the leaders that come to me to develop their teams, because people just don't step into a leadership role and get better, or people just don't naturally become engaged with their company. There are critical pieces and learning that needs to happen for that to be. So typically, if a company is coming to me, they have a pretty bright leader that gets it, that says, if I don't develop my people, I'm going to lose them. And hey, no war on talent, it's going to be pretty hard and expensive to replace them. So I better invest up front in my people, because if my team is aligned and developed, they're going to more easily achieve the business outcomes. And that's going to make my job easier.
Oh, I love that. Now, tell us about Glow Online. Like, what are some of the game changers leaders can take away to shine bright in their performance?
Yeah, so the interesting thing is, like I mentioned, we have that culmination and celebration of learning, and they share in that time with their senior leadership team what are their two biggest takeaways. So within that 16 weeks, there's different aspects in the modules. And so it's unique for each person because things speak differently. We have different needs. We hear things differently. So it's very a unique experience for the people. I think the overall learning outcomes, there's a self-awareness that happens. There's a leveling up in confidence that happens, and an understanding of self-awareness and wellness. So something that I've been highly committed to is including wellness in my programs. It's weaved through. I talk about overcoming stress. I talk about how to develop a unique wellness program for you that is holistic and that will actually work for you. Because the reality is, you can't lead from an empty cup. And often, in the leaders that I work with, they're servant leaders. They're give, 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 give. And oftentimes they run dry and they're losing sleep. And often I hear, oh, I'm sleeping through the night for the first time in like 5 years. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So, yeah.
I think, a lot of times when we figure out what we're missing, and it's a lot of times it's just little things. It's just little things we have to tweak here and there. And through certain exercises and through certain doing things a little bit differently, it's amazing how I see people do a whole 360 when it comes to their performance, personality, the way they start to communicate and act with others. It's like a whole new person just by making a few changes, simple changes.
Exactly. And really understanding, I do strengths and, so we learn about the diversity of strengths and that module really helps people understand like, oh, I am special. I am unique. I have something very wonderful to add and, contribute to the organization. And those things that I thought maybe were, not good or holding me back, or my style wasn't the typical leadership style, those
Right.
are my true innate superpowers that make me the leader that I can be. So just
Right.
even shifting in the in a in that way makes a big difference.
I love that. And I think once someone starts to work on their strengths and they start to see where their weaknesses are and they start to improve their weaknesses, they become, so much more powerful and so much more useful to their corporate world, because now they are working on those weaknesses. They've come to terms. They're honest with themselves, saying, "Hey, you know what? I'm really good at this, but I could use some help in this. I'm lacking a little bit." And they come to terms with it, and then they start working on certain things to improve it. And once they really grasp it and they get to a certain level, it just makes that person more. It makes that person better in their field. And then they start to feel a level of confidence, like, wow, I've got this. I've got this. And it shows. They start to glow, just like your company, Glow Leadership. Well, when people are doing really good and they see change within themselves, positive change, they do. They get that glow, and you could see the change in them.
Yeah. And one of the really highly valuable things about understanding that we have strengths is that other people have superpowers that we don't have. And what great leaders do is they develop a board of directors. They understand that doing everything yourself is an unconscious, undesirable leadership trait.
Right.
A lot of times that's a myth. Like, I got to do everything. I got to prove myself. If I know how to do everything and I can do it all by myself, I'm a great leader. Wrong.
Right.
Great leaders understand that these are my superpowers and I'm going to spend way more time working on these. But this and this and this, either they don't light me up or I'm not strong at it. I'm going to find someone that's better than me.
Right.
That's why I have a cleaning lady. Cleaning a house just doesn't light me up.
I
Right?
hear. Yes.
So that really helps expand a leader to a new level when they learn that. And then they can identify in others and really build a team around them.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, Thrive is all about mastering women's leadership. What are the biggest hurdles women face in leadership, and how does Thrive help them knock down those barriers?
So women have a unique experience in the workplace. And one of the biggest challenges is finding our internal balance. So each individual human being has yin energy, feminine energy, and yang energy, male energy within us, every human being.
Yes.
And with women in the workplace, I find that they're either too yin or too yang.
Right.
My own personal experience, I was yang. I was all yang. I worked in male-dominated industries. I became one of the boys to sit at the table. Often in my career, I was the only woman at the table. I still let F-bombs go as a result of my, assimilation in the corporate world.
Yeah.
And I hid my unique feminine gifts, which now, I'm bringing them forward so much more. And then I create that balance. So,
Yes.
the other thing we learn about in Thrive is Carl Jung's archetypes. And the four that I focus are the warrior, the lover, the magician, and the sovereign. And we tend to fall more into one or the other as opposed to being more balanced. And you can
Yeah.
see my wall, I have a picture of a queen. That
Yep.
is to remind me to rise above into
Yes.
my sovereign state. Not to be stuck in that low vibration of warrior. I gotta push, I gotta force, I gotta make this outcome happen. Because when we
Yes.
do that affects us. We're in a mental health crisis right now
Yeah.
because we're all pushing, prodding, hustling, forcing outcomes, making stuff happen
Yeah.
instead of being and allowing and receiving and influencing.
Yes.
So, our divine feminine power is so incredibly powerful. And
Yeah.
as women, if we can embrace that and the, a balance with the yang, finding our voice, being able to speak without, emotion or, those are the things that really help level women up in the workplace.
And I see that all the time. I see that so many women, talented women, feel the need to prove themselves. They feel the need that they have to act more masculine in order to fit into the working world because they feel that it's dominated by male. And what I think I see, from my own perspective, I see a world that has stigmatized male and female, and they, automatically say men are more powerful. Well, because they're maybe bigger or broader or more muscular. And back in the day, you saw all the warrior stories, and they were always the men out there fighting. But women wear a lot of hats, and we go through a lot of things that men don't go through. And we are very strong and very multi-talented
Yes.
people, and we can carry a lot of hats at the same time and balance them all. And I think women have lots of different strengths and lots of different talents. And I think women need to learn to give credit to themselves more and not get caught up with what society says or what, because that's just generation to generation. People just, stigmatize and labelize, and then, you live in environments where you hear that all the time, depending on where you grew up and, what type of people you grew up with. You're going to believe it after a while, because the more you hear it as you're growing up from childhood and on, you tend to believe what you hear over and over again, or what you see consistently. But that doesn't mean it's necessarily true. And change is always possible. And I believe women have just as much or even more strength than men in lots of different areas, especially business.
Right, absolutely. And we wouldn't have been granted the gift of delivering children into this world if we weren't strong.
Yes, I was thinking about that when I was saying
That
that.
is like the biggest warrior act of all time, I think. So, and
Yes.
it is a gift reserved for women. And I think I see both men and women struggle with the balance.
Yeah.
Because exactly what you say, society has said, I believe that women are oppressed in the physical and mental realms, but men are oppressed in the emotional, spiritual realms.
Yes.
They're told to suck it up, be a man, don't cry, that's not okay. But men have feminine energy too. And
Oh, yes.
imagine our relationships, how they would be if we were all balanced, embracing our masculine and feminine, how that we would be able to connect better in our relationships and co-create better from that space.
Yes, because like you said, men were always told to suck it up, be a man. And so many men have so many issues because they repress their emotions. And once you repress your emotions, after a while, your emotions become numb, because there's so many different things going on that you can't even define and understand what emotion you're feeling after a while if you keep repressing and repressing. And that's when people get into outbursts, or they snap, something, either a phrase or something triggers them, and then they get all emotional. And another person's like thinking, what did I do? And that's not good when you're in the working world, especially if you're going to be a leader and you want to, be a good leader. You can't have that behavior.
Right. And I talk a lot about this in my book, but we are such an unhealthy society because we've taken that emotion and we've never been taught how to process our emotion. So
Yeah.
it's the unhealed emotion that we just push down inside Well, it didn't just go away. It's in there affecting our cells, right?
Exactly.
But if we learn how to identify, speak to, work through, process our emotion, then it goes through us, right?
Yes.
We allow it, we receive it, and we let it go. But we
Right.
live in this culture everywhere you see. How many times a day do you hear the word fight?
Yes.
Fighting cancer, we're fighting the government, we're fight, 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 fight. Stop fighting, put the sword down.
Exactly.
Allow, receive, release, let go, and we
Yes.
would be far healthier.
Oh, yeah.
But we no one's teaching that. And my belief is no one's teaching it because then our, industries of pharma and healthcare that are making a truckload of money off of our sickness wouldn't be making that much money. It would be bad for shareholders.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I agree with you.
Yeah. So, I've really tried in my book to, teach people how to go through that process that I had to learn on my own.
Right.
Some pretty heavy long-term emotion.
Yeah. Advance is your ticket to promotion. What's in this pr promotion that gives folks the rocket boost to advance in their careers?
Yeah, so advance is a really, quick it's a course only $97, and what it teaches people is how to get a promotion or a wage increase. So in my, experience in the workplace, I have been either coaching people when they say, "Well, I'm going to ask for a raise," or I've been at the other end of someone coming to me asking for a raise, or and what tends to happen is it goes very badly for a lot of people, or people
Yeah.
are want to get promoted, but they're going about it wrong. So it
Right.
cuts down and it works through. And it even comes with a script of how to ask for a raise. People will wait and wait and wait, and then they're really angry that or frustrated that it's been so long. And
Right.
people tend to ask for raises by saying, "I work really hard."
Yeah.
So, what results, what value do you add to the company? The
Yeah.
company doesn't care how hard you work to get your job done. The company cares what are you accomplishing and how much value are you adding? If
Yes.
you're organized, efficient, and you're running around in circles and have to work harder, that's not the company's fault.
Right.
But I would say 85% of people come in and say, "I work really hard." So they come in with that frustration and they come in with the wrong, reasons why they
Yeah.
deserve an increase. They're lacking the respect and humble, approach that really helps influence those decisions. So
Right.
that's what Advance does. It helps someone that wants to either get a wage increase or a promotion, set them up to do so effectively.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot because it's always how you approach the situation and the tone in your voice, the how what the words you use, and it can make such a huge difference on both ends. If you approach it the right way and you are able to communicate with that individual and understand that personality of that individual, you could actually have a very productive conversation and it can go your way or even better. But you have to be able to communicate with the person and really be able to have a productive conversation and know how to approach that person in the right way.
Exactly. And understand that, there's a saying, your energy enters the room before you do. So even though you might have all the right words, there your energy, you have to be calm and jovial,
Yes.
So that matters as well. But and words are important because words carry energy, and there's
Yeah.
usually you can say the same direct message with different words, and it comes across completely different.
Yes. So true, so true. And so many times I've heard people say, it's not what they said to me, it's how they said to me. Because, when people are using a tone, just like you said, their energy comes in the room. If they have a positive, happy, charismatic, tone, and their energy is represented that also, then the person's going to say, you know what, this person is worth it. They've been doing good and blah, 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 blah. And it might go in a very positive way. But you come in here and you have a little bit of a hostile or nervous or self-doubt, the person's gonna, have it get different, pick up different things from you. And then, sometimes when you're nervous or you have different emotions, you might have a different tone and things, even though you're saying the same exact thing, it could, if you're saying it, in a different way, it could come across totally different. And then, then the person might say, you know what, I don't think, right now is the time. And then the problems occur and so forth.
Exactly.
Now, you're emphasizing team coaching for success. What's your secret sauce for transforming a good team into a great one?
Well, my secret sauce is my intuition and my strategic mind combined. So, because I typically work with teams, I don't coach individuals. So,
Right.
again, a company will come to me, a senior leader will come to me and say, the company's going through a lot of growth, a lot of change. We really need a coach to, keep us aligned and everyone leveling up. And so through my interaction with each member of the team, it allows me to see high level, some things that may need to be tweaked or adjusted. And then, I can help the senior leader shift things around. But it also starts to develop. When I coach people, I'm usually shifting them to think about things from a different angle or to align
Right.
them with the company or to get their stuff out so that when they get back on the field, they can just go to work, right? And
Yeah.
not read that stuff. So it's almost like if every member of the team can come and dump whatever is their frustrations with me and I can shift their mindset to something more empowered. Send them all back out on the team, then there's
Right.
the alignment that happens. And that's where the magic happens. And senior leaders, they need to be involved with their team as well, but they
Yes.
don't have time to be shifting people's perspective or, and it's nice for someone objective to shift back more to the company alignment than a company representative as well. Sometimes goes better that way.
I like that. I like that a lot. Now, your talks are known for being powerful and action driven. Can you share a time when one of your keynotes created a massive shift for somebody?
Absolutely. So I can't even remember what year it was, but I was
Okay.
a speaker at an inaugural version of the She Talks event. And that was the very first time I shared my story of my story is that 2 months before my fourth birthday, my sister died of cancer.
Oh, so
So my
sorry.
world was turned upside down. Thank you. And back in the time, there was no such thing as counseling or awareness that a 4-year-old child might need help. So we
Yeah.
just carried on, we soldiered on. Then, when I turned 17, the province where I lived at that time, the drinking age was 18. So I thought, I'm going to find my sister's birth certificate so I can go clubbing. So I went on a search for the birth certificate and I didn't find it, but I found a book of sympathy cards.
Oh,
And
wow.
in that moment, 13 years after she passed away, my world imploded. And I
Wow.
tried to commit suicide 3 times in the following month. So, my She Talks is an 8-minute speech. You can watch that if you go to YouTube, Diane Taylor She Talks, you can hear the story. It was first time I ever shared it. That morning I took the wrong turn. I was so nervous to share something so shameful as that I was suicidal and that I wasn't this perfect champion,
Yeah.
Had never had anything but happiness and sunshine,
Right.
coming to me.
Yeah.
So very, very scary. Like, how will I be judged? What's going to happen? And after the talk, people came up to me, and were like in tears. And thank you. I deeply resonated with what you shared. And, my story's different, but I still feel what you went through and have experienced the same. And then, like a few years later, I was at a Gabby Bernstein book signing. She was launching, I think it was The Universe Has Your Back. And she came to Vancouver for an event. And I'm in the bathroom, and a woman came up to me and she goes, "I saw you at She Talks years ago." And that was years later. And she still remembered and was touched by that. And that was helpful. So I would say definitely. In my book, I hope to do the same is be deeply vulnerable to show other people that you're not alone. What you're experiencing, the shame that you have, the grief you're going through, the guilt you may be experiencing, we all human beings have something like that, but we can overcome it. And I'm going to show you how, step by step.
Oh, I love that. I love that. For people out there who are suffering, because there are so many different communities, whether it's stress, whether it's an illness, whether, you have so many communities, and a lot of people do at some point, they go through the anger, frustration, depression, and then from the depression, they get their suicidal thoughts. And some people go through with them, and some people are able to get help, or they figure out, a way to overcome it. Just for the people listening out there, what do you think the most powerful tool is to get yourself to the point where you're at a frame of mind where you just want to call it quits, and you say, "No, I'm not going to. I'm gonna get through this. Tomorrow's a new day. I'm gonna get through this." What was your that light or that rainbow that made you want to go to the end of the rainbow? What instigated you to have that momentum, that resilience to keep moving and overcome your crisis and to overcome your obstacles?
Yeah, I think that, after my third attempt, there was a moment when I was laying in my bed. Back in the days when there was water beds, I was laying in my bed. I remember it very well. And my mother was sitting on the bed, like leaning down beside, and I was just crying and crying and crying, and she was just there. And I was allowed to feel the pain. But I was not alone. So find a person, reach out because you're worth it. And there's something so beautiful on the other side. If you feel pain that deeply, the tide will always come back in and you will feel that joy just as greatly. So know that. Now, for many, many years, I'm highly proactive of taking care of my mental health because I know that line and I know how depression can grab me in. So I do things specifically. I meditate every day. I go out in nature, to connect to earth. I do root chakra meditations. Like, if you're feeling sad, don't listen to breakup songs. That's what I used to do in my teens. Get into the negative vortex of like sadness and grief, but shift on a song with a high frequency, or just like your root chakra on YouTube, go to, and play that, because Einstein said sound will heal us. So if you're just feeling bad, shift with that. Like,
I love that. Some of the most powerful times when I've gone through crisis in life, I think that one of the biggest things you said that resonated with me was you're not alone. I think that's one of the main things when people don't, when people feel lost and they just want to give up. They feel alone, but they're not. There are so many people out there going through the same emotions, the same similar instances, and they can relate. And so you're not alone. It's just being able to reach out and, like you said, be proactive. And I love the chakra bowls, and I think the sound frequencies do wonders for the brain. I see, they bring you to a level of calmness, a level of love, a level of groundness, where you feel grounded to the earth, and you can feel that power and that feeling of I can do it. And that's where that leadership comes back in, where if you take the time to work on yourself mentally, I think no matter what we go through in life, because everybody goes through something, we can overcome and we can be great leaders like you.
Yes, and we all know that we should eat well and go to the gym. We're so uber focused in the physical, and in North America, being called a thought leader is like the biggest thing you can be called. So we're very focused in the physical and mental, and we're good. But there's
Yeah.
an emotional, spiritual realm that is very, very powerful and can be a huge differentiator. And find ways to that, like you say, the sound healing. There's a Vancouver DJ, his name is Lincoln Jesser, and he takes house music and he mixes it to high vibration frequencies.
Right.
And you can look on Spotify or Apple Music, and it's called A Beautiful Day by Lincoln Jesser and Mike Posner. Listen to it every morning. Like, it's just, you cannot not move your body. Like, it
Yeah.
just, it's very powerful. So yeah, absolutely. And that's not in the mind, and that is not in the body, but it will make you move your body and make your mind sharper.
Yes. Oh, 100%. 100%. Now, when you wrote your book, what really, motivated you to want to write a book? Because I know every time I've written a book, there was a purpose. There was something that drove me to want to write it. What drove you to want to write your book?
There was a moment when I was in one of my celebration and culminations of learning, and my students that I had just spent 4 fabulous months with were doing their presentations.
Yeah.
And three of the people of the graduates were moved to tears in their presentation. And it was a moment of, I want to help more people have this experience. I want to help more. People don't know how, people are hurting. But they
Yeah.
don't know how to get out of the hurt. And I know what that feels like. And it's taken me a
Right.
lifetime to figure it out. I need to share this with as many people. So that's why I decided to write a book.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And can you tell everybody once again the title and where they can find
Yeah.
it?
So it's called Elevate Potential, A Conscious Approach to Success. And you can find it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can walk into any bookstore or anywhere in the world and order a copy in.
I love it. I love it. Now, if you had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some things you'd like to emphasize on?
I would just like to encourage everybody to understand that you're the CEO of your life. You deeply matter. You are put here for a reason. Each one of us has a unique fingerprint that
Yeah.
makes us a beautiful, divinely created human. And I would encourage you to take your power back and increase your self-awareness and grow, because all of the answers lie within. When we
Yeah.
point the finger, there's four pointing back at us. And if you want to be successful, if you want to get promoted, or you just want to feel better or more alive, come within, find the
Yeah.
answer.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, can you tell everybody about your services?
Sure. So my services are outlined on my website at glowleadership.com. But I do coaching retainers with groups of people. I do leadership development in hybrid format, so part online, part in group coaching sessions with myself. And I work with companies. I have a growth model that I work with companies on their people strategy. But those are the three things that I offer in my my glow work.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, can people find you on any of the social networks, or they should go directly to your website? Is that the best place, or?
Can either find me at my website, glowleadership.com. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at glowleadership or on LinkedIn.
I love it. I love it. Well, Diane, this has been wonderful. You are just an amazing person, and your story is outstanding. And I think you are a beautiful individual. And I'm so glad that you're teaching others, leadership qualities, because you do demonstrate a true leader. And I thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and your program with us and the different ways that you help others. And I think people definitely should get in touch with you because you have so much more to give. You have your, especially your program, it has all the different types of courses to go through, the segments of it, so they can become true leaders. And everyone in life goes through things and we overcome. And doesn't matter, some people get stuck and they think because they go through trauma in their life that that's it, and they get stuck and they don't want to keep moving. But we all have the ability, and you're a true example that we all have the strength within ourselves, and we just have to learn how to overcome crisis, overcome our obstacles, and we can be a leader. We can be anything we choose to be. Any dream can become a reality as long as we believe in ourselves. And you've shown that today. And I thank you so much for everything you do and for coming on the show today. And you're just a wonderful individual. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stacey. It's been wonderful to be here. You're such a kind and generous host, and I'm sure your audience is the same. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you today.
Oh, same here. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Take good care.
You too.